meeting of the port. The meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District is not called to order.
Not on.
The mics are non. They're not on at all.
Testing.
Hello, hello. No, no, not on. Cherie? Cherie? Is it on over there?
It looks like it's on over there.
No,
I can see blue.
I know, but it's.
Oh, there.
Test, oh. Testing. Testing.
Meeting canceled.
And we got a lot of people. One, two,
test.
Three, no.
Is it on?
Testing, one, two, three, four.
He always went over there. There's a red light on, too.
Yeah, that whole thing is on. That's working. Don't touch that. That's working.
The new guy. He was in the audience. No, I'm just saying.
Test.
Check, 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 check.
Hello, hello.
One, two, three.
Test, test.
One, two, three, no. One, two, three.
Hello, hello, hello.
Wait a minute, what is this? Oh, in that. I just got mine today, so I haven't even had a chance to read it.
Hello. Hello. Say something.
Say something.
Testing.
Hello?
Oh, guess what? It's working.
It's not working here.
Is it?
I think we're ready.
Jack, can I say a word?
He hasn't started the meeting yet.
Oh, go ahead.
Let him stop.
I was going
to. We have to do the thing.
I was going to do it before the meeting. Okay,
okay,
go ahead.
Never mind. Whatever you want to do.
It's on.
Testing.
Go ahead.
I'll ask the audience to stand for a moment of silence. And now the Pledge of Allegiance. I ask the secretary to take roll.
Oh, yeah. Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Michael Hamm.
Here.
Joanne Gagans here. Paul Diamond. Absent. Keith Richer.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
And Joe Prisco.
Here.
And the record will reflect that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
Okay, the first, is this on?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it to me. The first order of business is to let Cherie introduce our new employee, Lou Carlucci.
I don't think I need a mic. Okay, I really don't need a mic.
Yeah, you do record it.
This is Lou Carlucci, and he's our new maintenance grounds. He's going to be kind of doing everything.
things I'd like to share by way of chairman announcements. One of the things that we're going to take a look at tonight is the fine system that was adopted and deed restrictions. And we have some conflicts. One says one thing, one says another. So we're going to spend a little bit of time sorting that out and trying to resolve that so we're saying the same thing everywhere. And the second thing I'd like to share, to get some feedback later tonight in public comment, has to do with the thought that Cherie brought to my attention, that she was looking at giving our employees two other holidays off. We now give them Christmas off. She was asking us to consider New Year's and Easter. She said last year she was told by Jose that there were probably two people that showed up at the rec center on Easter Sunday. So I said to Cherie, rather than jumping into this blind, why don't we just wait to see what Christmas shows, what New Year shows, and what Easter shows, and what you people have in the way of feedback with that suggestion. So ponder that while you're listening to all the rest of the stuff, and be ready to share a thought or two when we come to public comment.
Can't put anything past Cherie.
When we start, once we are staffed up, we're going to reorganize hours so it can be beneficial first and foremost to the functions and the community. Having said that, we're going to revisit the Sunday day shifts for maintenance. If we revisit that and realize we don't need someone here all day long, that's going to cut double time and a half for that day. You know what? It's just a thought. I really don't know, and this is why I'm presenting it, as Jack had said, to the community to let them ponder it and you know, see where you all want to take it. It's just a thought, and definitely want the community thoughts on this before we make any kind of change or decision.
We're looking for a motion for approval of the September 23rd minutes. As several of the board members said when they came in, how come I've got three editions of the board minutes? And it's because it took us that long to get everything into them, okay? So I told them, get rid of everything else, keep this one where it has been corrected. Okay, awaiting a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the final draft of the, or the final what draft of the minutes for September 23rd.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we adopt the approval of the minutes. Any discussion? Any public comment? If not, call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carried. Treasurer's report. Keith.
Yes, I'm hoping everybody has a copy of the that front page of the, it says pre-audit, because this is the whole year from October of 2018 to September 2019. And basically, we're saying pre-audit is because some of these numbers may change a little, but these are going to be close to how we did last year. And as you can see, according to, again, in September, we lost money because we paid some debts. We've spent money, so we spent up $109,000 more than we brought in, and that's normal at the end of the year. Probably be normal again this coming month because we haven't got any income yet from the taxes. But looking from October to September, you can see our income. We had projected the second line there. That was the budget number, but we brought in a little more. You can see it's 103% of what we predicted. Same way with the expenses, the line below that. The budget, when you budget, the income and the expenses are the same, but if you go to the first line, the 5 and 8, those are what we actually did. And you can see we had a few more expenses than we had planned on. However, it was still below the amount of money we brought in. So we basically, if you take those two numbers, 5 and 8, and subtract them, you'll see that we did come out $20,000 basically ahead for the year. So we came pretty close to our plans. We were within 101 and 103% of what we were planning. So it never goes exactly like it does, but that's what it's doing. Now we're getting into, going to have the audit here, and these numbers might change a little bit, but we did well for last year. Okay, things are covered. Also, the loans down below that, you can see the first loan and the the first loan is paid off. We still have two amounts in the second and third, and it amounts up to about a little over $250,000, $277,000. Anyway, and I would like to, after I get this accepted, I would like to talk to the board about something on this.
Waiting a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report of ending September 2019.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion from board members? Hearing none. Audience? Any discussion? Comments? Seeing none. Call the question. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Carried.
Now, can I address?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, basically, I want to address the loans at the bottom. We said we have $277,000 in loans. You'll notice we have liquid assets of over $1 million. Now, I took a look at this, and we've budgeted enough money to pay. If we keep paying the way we are right now, we'll have this paid off in about 14 to 15 months. In other words, November, December of 2020. And we've budgeted in. I would like to take the money out of our assets of $1 million-something and pay that down. That still leaves us $900,000 that we can run our budget off, plus we're going to get more to come in. Now, it's not a huge amount. You think of it, because if we paid this off now, it's $277,000. If we pay the loan, it's going to be like $282,000. In other words, $3,000 to $4,000. I mean, yeah, on the big amounts, it doesn't look like much, but it's still $4,000 at the end of the year that we wouldn't have. Because basically right now, we have in TD Bank, we are getting $550 for the money we have in there. If you pull out the part we're talking about taking out, that's about $135 a month that we're making on that money. But if you look, now I did turn out a few papers, the last page, it shows the loans, and we are paying over $700 a month right now of interest on our loans. And now that will go down as our principal goes down. But I still think if we pay it off now, or we would be saving an average of about $400 a month, or about $5,000, maybe a little less than $5,000 on our whole budget. And seeing that we've already budgeted the money, pretty much all of it, to pay this year, instead of distributing it over the months, just pay it all up front in our first month of October is what I'm looking at. Now, I don't care if the board wants to think about it a month and do it and vote on it the next one or do it now. That's just my inclination that if we paid this off now, since most of the money is already budgeted, we could save $400 to $500 a month or $4,000 to $5,000 for the total.
Any questions of Keith?
I have a question. Can I ask one? Yeah, you think we could, I guess, do you think we could put some of the other money in a CD? We talked about this. Maybe.
No, we can't put it in a CD, but we can. No. We have a CB, a special government fund that we can put in to get a little more money, but okay. It still doesn't get as much money as we are getting charged for our loans.
No, I want to get rid of the loans, definitely.
Yeah.
We've about this before.
Yeah, that. So, I mean, but I guess my other thing on this is we do have this extra money now, and we do need to commit it to some things like, okay, when we need a new roof, we will have it. Need new something, we need to commit those. And I'm asking Cherie and Jack to kind of put together things that we need to plan for in the future so when we do the budget this next time, we can save those funds in those types of things and put them in the government where we get a little more interest.
Right.
But that thing, the government thing is a little bit in that it varies a little bit because it is kind of a stock, so the value can go up and down. However, over the last many years that we've had it there, they've been making about 3%, 2.5% to 3%.
So have you looked into issuing municipal bonds since we were a government
I have
entity?
Not looked into that, no.
You don't think we could do that?
I have no idea.
You have to be very careful how you invest the money.
Well, somebody would do it. Somebody that knows how to do it. No, it's a municipal bond. In other words, when you want to fix something.
Do you have the interest rates we're paying on those loans? I think they're very low.
Oh, yeah, they're in the threes.
Oh, they're lower than that.
No, they used to be. They just adjusted them about 2-3 months ago.
So they're both 3%?
Let me look.
Was it 5.63, 5.23? Right there. Look at the back page. There's your interest rates.
Well, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that we give this some consideration and think about it and with the pros and cons and come back at the workshop meeting in 2 weeks and make a decision. We don't have to decide anything right now.
I just wanted to present it. Yeah. So we either start thinking about it or do something. Yeah.
So I make a motion that we table this for 2 weeks while we think about it.
I'll second that, Joanne.
Any other discussion from board members?
The only thing, I will put together a paper explaining it more so people can look at it.
Okay. Any comments from the public?
Patty Peck.
It's not on. Patty Peck, 1014 Willow. If you do this, does that mean that we will not have a raise in our assessment for quite a few years?
We may still be having to put money in those reserve accounts, but we will adjust and not put
our
over.
Really?
What world is she living in?
Your assessment might go down, but your mill levy may not.
Any other comments, questions? If not, call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. District manager.
Okay, good. As we all know, both of the fountains were out of service for several weeks. I apologize. I know people are blaming the Hurricane Dorian for a lot of this. It did have some impact on us, plus The right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. I got rid of all of them and just said, okay, that's it. I'm done. No Band-Aids. Everything is fixed the way it's supposed to be. For the front pond, it's up and running in all its glory. It looks beautiful. Thank you, Lake Doctors. We were able to replace the pump with a new one because it froze up. I don't know how it happened. I kind of do, but I don't want to dwell on it. But we were able to exchange it for and get it for free because they can't take those pumps apart. So we were able to use the existing pump and flotation device because they were fairly new. So we did have to purchase a three horsepower 230-volt single-phase 4-inch motor and one underground splice kit. But it's up and running, and it looks better than it ever has. It's pretty. The rear pond fountain has been completely replaced with an Echo Series single-phase fountain with three patterns, a control panel, and 200 feet of cable, and that is now in conduit, and that has a full three-year warranty on it. And that was also by Lake Doctors. I did speak to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Department, and they did confirm that it is illegal to feed any wildlife. I posted three temporary signs at the back pond. Of course, they're gone by now. This is punishable by a fine. I also requested that they check the shopping plaza and speak to the shop owners regarding the huge raccoon population, and they are investigating that right now. There's as many as 60 at a time that have been sighted. People are actually bringing kitty homes there so that they have a place to sleep and literally feeding these things. So the fish and wildlife are now involved as well as animal control. So I don't know if they can relocate them, but they certainly can stop, you know, the future infestation. Duane removed the snake plant at the entrance of the park. The roots were tangled up with the irrigation lines. He replaced the lines, and he'll be mulching that area. He also cut down a good majority of the pine seedlings over on Borrell Court along that fence line. That's a nice barrier, or it used to be, for the homeless because it just completely segregates that whole area. So that's almost completely done. Palm Bay Police and Fire Rescue were in the park on October 9th. They used the cold pool for training, and at this time they dove to the bottom of both pools and they used a dye, a food color, to see if there were any leaks in the bottoms of the pools because, you know, we had that one little crack. There are no leaks, and these guys are professionals. So they're earning their keep when they use the pool. I will be attending the Palm Bay City Council meeting on November 7th. One of the items on the agenda will be the allocation of funds to remove the derelict homes that are now owned by the City of Palm Bay. So I certainly want to make our voice heard. We have a really good relationship with them, and I want to keep it that way. And, of course, we don't want this to linger, and we want them to be proactive and get the homes out of here or fix them if possible. Upon looking at those and going inside, it's possible, maybe, that two of them can be reconstructed. However, I'm going to push to have them all removed, and I'm hoping at the time they will put the land up for sale and we can start getting an income from these homes. First and foremost, though, let's get rid of them. And that will have taken 9 derelict homes out of our inventory, which leaves approximately 6, which I am diligently working on and hope to have those resolved by the end of this year as well.
At what cost? How much?
Getting the homes out of here, yeah, or the ones for Palm Bay?
Is it going to be our cost?
No. We don't absorb any of the costs, but I want to know what their plans are because I know Barefoot Bay cannot levy fines on the county. However, with Palm Bay, and I'm hoping it doesn't come to this, but if we have to start sending them letters of violation, and hopefully we won't have to do this, but if we have to play hardball at some point, we're going to have to because they own these homes and now they're responsible. So if it does, several months down the road, get to that point, then we will have to find them if we are able. And I'll know more after the meeting, and of course I will consult our attorney to see if we are able to do that. I already introduced our new employee, Lou Carlucci. Violation letters continue to be mailed. This is very time consuming for the staff. And I'm just putting it out there, and hopefully people will hear this on our website, to please be sure to power wash your homes. Please be sure to weed your planters, and your skirting around your home should be kept intact, either with siding or with mesh. And these are the three top offenses. So if we can get a handle on that, I think we'd have a pretty nice-looking park. Lastly, continual parking on the grass has been a problem as well. This makes it very difficult for the lawn service to mow around your vehicles. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to contact me at the office. I'm sorry, one last thing. The oyster shells for the bocce court are being delivered tomorrow. I will be working closely with Rod. He's been in the park, and it's a little bit too hot for him to be working out there. But tomorrow we will have Shawnee here, we will have Lou here, and Duane. So with the three guys, and I kind of designed it that way, what they're going to do is remove the old material and put it in the middle after they weed it out, and then they can put the new crushed oyster shells in there. Gazebo will be here tomorrow between 2 and 5. It is on a big rig. UPS is delivering it. I got confirmation this afternoon about 3:30. Shuffleboard courts will be done on the 28th, resurfaced, and 90 will be here. I forget what day that falls on, but as I had mentioned earlier in the summer, all three will be done this month before the month is finished. And one last thing. I will be working on getting the reserve funds, not the funds, but getting a reserve list together, and that's going to involve, and of course I'll have a complete report on that at the next meeting. At some point, the deck around the pool is going to have to be replaced. The roof is in exceptionally good shape. I had a roof company out here last week, and I went up on top of the roof. I know, scared the daylights out of me, but I did it. Anyway, it's in really good shape, but we're going to have to really start thinking about the roads, the deck around the pool, and some other that major expenditures, possibly resurfacing the pools. I will have that list together with the prospective cost projections for the longevity of each of the items. That's all I have.
I think you skipped a page. Page 2, where you're talking about landscaping in front of the clubhouse, is nearly completed.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, the landscaping in the front of the clubhouse is nearly completed. This was done by Bushco. They killed the weeds in the grass area and replaced it all with sod. It was in pretty bad shape. We have complete irrigation. There's no reason why that can't be lush and beautiful, which it will be. We're not going to mow it for several weeks, maybe 3 or 4, so it grows in nice and thick, and it's going to be beautiful. We have planted indigenous shrubs and flowers there. We removed 2 diseased trees and treated the area and replaced them with 2 palm bushes and planted flowering ground cover. We will be purchasing the bushes to put on the other side of the building to fill it in, because there's all kind of gaps. That's where we just put in all the new pavers in front. It looks really sharp. All of this will be done in-house. We will be replacing all of the broken benches around the back pond area and throughout the park. This will be an ongoing project. what we'd like to do is replace them with the Trex decks. They're durable. They'll last years and years. And the concrete is just chipping away. It's all moldy. So if we do them one at a time or two at a time, it won't really hit the budget that hard. And I just, as I just mentioned about the bocce ball courts, gazebo, and shuffleboard. One other thing I want to mention about the gazebo, even if we had a full staff in here, we can't put the gazebo together ourselves. This has to be, according to code, permits have to be applied for. So this is something that a contractor is going to have to do. I've been in touch with actually three contractors, and I'm waiting to hear back from them, and we'll take it from there.
Any questions for Sheree? Board members?
I do. Since the Bushko project has been going on for like a year, I guess, I mean, I never got answer to the actual what happened with Bushko. The Bushko project has been going on for a year, I guess. What? I never really got it. Well, that's what I was told.
A year?
Yes.
No, we had discussed it.
We
discussed it at a board meeting.
So I just want to know, what was the what's the cost?
It was done in phases.
So what's the phases?
So, okay, first phase was done on the 23rd, removed all the plants and mulch from in the island around the sign, spray the dying grass and weeds in the Portico Island, removed three trees in the Portico Island, haul all resulting debris. That was $1,125.
How much?
And then, I have all my papers. The whole thing was less than $4,000, and it was in phases. So I think, let me see.
I just want a general, cost, because I never knew about the cost.
It was probably close to $4,000. I have
$4,000?
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
I've got four invoices.
Okay.
So I did it in phases because, again, we had to burn the grass. We had to treat the area. And then we weren't sure what we were going to do with the diseased trees. And I spoke with the arborist, and they totally suggested, they were going to rot. They were going to be
a problem.
Okay. Be a problem. Right. So
makes sense.
We and everything is uniformed, and everything looks nice. And we did buy a fountain, and that was $198 from Lowe's. And it lights up at night. So this will be my first time seeing it at night with the lights.
Now, on the pavers, was that Bushko too on the pavers?
I know
that looks really nice around the front and goes down the side. And that was another company?
That was a different company.
Okay.
And this company was the original company that did the pavers on the other side. We just continued them.
Okay.
And they were $600 a pallet. He actually drove to Orlando to an outlet and got them for $300 a pallet. So we got two pallets and then their labor. So I think the total of that may have been $1,100 or $1,200.
Okay, it's a good price.
Yeah, I don't have the invoice in front of me,
okay.
But it made a nice difference.
I just want to know the prices. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Other questions? Terry.
From the audience. Yes. Okay. Terry Steimer, 1280 Caber Court. Two things for Sherry. Are the gentlemen going to continue cutting the saplings around the fence as in back of Caber Court?
I was out there today. Absolutely.
Okay.
You can see that it's been partially done. There's two areas back there that have been done, or three. I think you did one of them.
I did one myself.
Yeah, you did. You cut one area.
Yeah,
and then two other areas were cut, and then there's one in the middle and then one at the end. and those need to be cut.
Yeah.
So we're getting there. We're almost finished.
Okay, that's good. That's great.
Okay.
I want to thank you for the effort that you put in with the raccoons. We have had no luck short of shooting them, which we're not going to do. We started using the high spray garden hose. That seems to work a little bit, and then until they get used to it. And so overall, that's not working at all. But thank you for the effort you're putting
you're
into
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. So Fish and
Wildlife. Maybe we can get this solved.
Fish and Wildlife Department, they're pretty proactive, and we finally found out who's doing it. I don't know if anybody eats at that Japanese restaurant near Ziggy's, but he's the one that's feeding them.
Thank you.
It's not.
I went to Ziggy's
and talked to him about it. It's not them.
No, and I talked to the owner, and she was really nice, and she really wants to work with us.
Yeah.
And I explained, we have a lot of single ladies back there that are petrified of these things. There's 60 of them.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, I have a picture. Anybody wants to see it, I'll show it to you. On my cell phone in the middle of the day. And it's not coming from us, so we can't blame any of the people for feeding them. These are people off the street that think they're just too cute, and they go home and bring in cat carriers. So, yeah, we've got to be proactive on this.
Annette Regis, 409 Holiday Park. Is there any status update? It doesn't work. It's not working.
It's working. You got to be right up to it.
Right up to it.
Is there any... Is it on? Is there an update on the shuffleboard carts, the status?
She said it.
I didn't hear.
October 28th.
What are they going to?
They're resurfacing. They're going to remove the plastic, and they're going to resurface it. I have the paperwork if you want a copy of it.
Oh, okay. We just wanted to know. A couple people had asked. I heard the bocce sheet. I didn't hear the shuffleboard.
Yeah, all of them will be done. And so far, they've received their deposits, and we have the other half waiting in our safe. So the checks have all been cut, and it's been allocated within the budget.
All right, moving on into old business. We had a question, I don't know if it was a meeting or two ago, about board members and responsibilities besides attending meetings. So I asked the board members to think about being a liaison to HIPAA, being a liaison to ACC, dealing with complaints, which Joanne has been doing. If she wants to continue, so much the better, and somebody to be a liaison with U.S. Lawns. So that's an item here under old business, and I'm looking for anybody who would like to volunteer from the board.
I'm going to stay with my complaints.
As I told you last week, I will take HPPOA.
Okay. Joanne, you're going to stay with complaints, okay?
I can do U.S. Lawns if you want. Okay. I dealt with them.
Jack, I'll volunteer for the ACC.
Okay. We have them covered.
Complaints.
Eloise will be the rep to HIPAA. ACC, Mike, Joanne will continue with complaints, and Joe will deal with U.S. Lawns. Everybody clear on that?
Could I make a comment?
I appreciate several people who talked to me and gave me some background in terms of the past, that there were liaison people to some of these groups. And since I've been in the park, I hadn't noticed that there were board people who were reps that then reported back to the board or served as the kind of a watchdog with the committees that, you know, we're not violating any of our rules, regulations, deeds, policies, and whatever.
Yeah, I just wanted to make, I was looking at these committees, and I think we need one more committee from all the comments I've received. It's, and I've talked to Becky, and Becky's kind of agreed that she might set some. It's setting up a district deed restrictions committee to look at deed restrictions. Now, that's not for them to do it. It's for them to know the process, so when somebody wants to do it, they have a source to go to know what they have to do, what they have to get in place. It would be, they'd really be between somebody who wants to make a deed restriction and us to make sure everything is in order, they're doing all the right stuff and that not. And I would like to see that it's an expensive deal to do. And I would like to see a committee that would, a center point where two or three people that want to do it get together so we have it all in one.
I think that's a great idea. And I think, Keith, maybe you can be more specific.
I don't really know, other than I just want a committee, because we're getting all kinds of people say, why don't we change this? Or why don't we change? Well, that's a deed restriction. And I on the board really have not been involved with deed restrictions. I just think Becky's been involved with a couple of them, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
And there's some other people. And it would be nice if we could get a process written up and two or three people that could help people do deed restrictions they want to look at.
There are papers written up on how to proceed with the change of a deed restriction. And you should have them in the office. I think I still have them, and I'll look for them. But that was and has been written up in detail.
And we will cooperate to the fullest extent administratively. However, we have had some really big issues with some changes that were made back in 2012, 2017, and we are now just recuperating through phone conversations with the attorney, with hours and hours of work from Lori, myself, and Gene Beach, and oh my gosh, Bruce Crabb. I mean, it was incredible the amount of hours he put into this. We finally got them to where they're corrected, and this is what the board is looking at right now. And of course, these were submitted to the attorney for his approval to make sure they are absolutely, this time, correct. So we don't have to keep going through this, and we have more time to spend on important issues in the community. So,
well, I guess what I'm asking then, do we need a committee so they don't go to the office? Because the office is busy in there. Do they need a committee that can kind of guide them? And
absolutely. Absolutely. And we certainly welcome it. And we are not trying to put the responsibility on the homeowners. However, this is your community, and if you all want something changed, this is the time and this is the avenue you should take to do it. If you want to, you know, change how many homes you can buy at one time, if you want to change a parking, anything, but this is where to go, and this is the way to go. I think that the more cooperation and input from the community is the best way.
Well, I guess I would like to make a motion that we have a committee that will help guide residents through making district restrictions.
I'll second it.
Do we need a motion? Can't we just appoint a committee? I just whispered to Gaston if he would serve as the board rep and be chairing that. Pardon me?
We can't hear you.
Yeah, it could be right on top of it.
Okay, and Becky, are you a volunteer for that? Okay.
Well, wait a minute. You have a. Excuse me. You may. There's a motion and a second on the floor. So you want to go ahead with that? Keith made a motion to form a committee.
And he was asking
to
whether we need a
to
motion.
To set guidelines and review deed restrictions. Barbara Whitnick seconded.
Yes.
Yes.
Discussion.
Comments.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. you have to be very careful here, because if you appoint a committee by this board, mm-hmm. it is an official committee mm-hmm. that must be done in this hall in front of the microphones and recorded. So there's a big thing here. We did it a number of years ago when we did the budget committee, right, Keith? And it was a pain in the ass. We have a procedure, or we're supposed to have a procedure in the office on how deed restrictions are done. You're right, Joanne, but it's probably been thrown out like everything else. Unfortunately, we found a lot of stuff that's missing when we were working on the deed stuff. Our deed restrictions are very comprehensive. I stood up at the last meeting, in 2015 when we changed the entire thing, and I stood there and said, you're making a big mistake changing this stuff. This is one of the reasons we've had a lot of problems with the deed restrictions. I stood up and said then, you're putting all this junk in there, owners in good standing, and all this kind of stuff that you can't enforce. They wanted to cut your cable television off if you were not an owner of good standing. They were going to deny you going swimming in the swimming pool. They were going to say you couldn't play pool. And I stood right in this room and said, the first time you deny somebody use of these facilities, we're going to be sued. They went right ahead and put it in anyways. And it's done nothing but cause problems ever since. Do not change the deed restrictions on a bunch of whims because one person wants this and one person wants that and one person wants something else. That's not what the deed restrictions are about. They were in this park for many, many, many years before they were changed in 15. And then since 15, we've added a couple of new things to it. It's very comprehensive. We have to make up ballots. They have to go to every homeowner. They have to be mailed. It's very formal. They have to be certified by a CPA. It's very expensive to do, number one, and it's a lot of work. So think really hard before you start thinking about making a change.
The question I have, Bruce, maybe I missed it, but I didn't get enlightened. How does that, your comments, reflect on whether or not we have a committee?
Because if you appoint an official committee, it is an official committee that has to meet in this room in front of the microphones. It can't be done informally. Any committee appointed by the board as an official committee of the park must be in front of the microphones, like Keith and I have been through with the budget committee. We had 7 meetings in front of these microphones. It's a lot of work, and a lot of people don't want to do it.
So, Bruce, are you saying if there was a committee that didn't appoint it, just were there as a reference without board approval, just say we are like any place, just say, okay, there's this committee that will help you as a reference.
If it's appointed by the board, it's official.
Not appointed, they just volunteer.
Well, volunteers can go in the poker room and do anything they want. But if this board appoints them, they're an official committee.
What if the office has volunteers that sign up for helping people do a deed restriction, which the office is supposed to help with?
But don't make it an official motion.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. We could do the volunteer that way. Okay.
I will make a motion to remove my motion.
We can't.
Second.
We only
who
had we'll vote
second?
No.
Barbara Whitner.
Do you withdraw your second?
Yes.
My point, I guess, is also that we will only, if we get these deed restrictions in line a little bit, we will only do them maybe once every 2 or 3 years or even look at them. People will have more understanding. They won't be rushed through, and they will only be voted on in January and February when just getting it organized. So it makes more sense, and when there is a need, we have a way to do that. That was my.
Okay, I'll make a suggestion. Since we're getting assignments as trustees, and Gaston has so willingly volunteered, then I would suggest that Gaston take the deed restrictions, review them. You can select Becky if you want, or anybody else, to come to your house, have a drink, and just sit around and discuss deed restrictions, and just see, are they up to date? Is what you want? Is there a suggestion? Do you want to change anything? And just make notes and report back as we're going to do as assigned trustees to a job. That's all. And then then deed restrictions have to be really discussed and thought about. I mean, it's a big project, but it's something to think about. Maybe something is out of date. Maybe something you'd like to change, and that's certainly something that, you know, you one trustee and volunteers, not an official committee.
New business. I almost fear opening up this can of worms, but the office staff, as they were doing some of this work, noted that in the fine system that we passed, we had some contradictions with deed restrictions. And the suggestion that I received, but I think we have another one here, but I'll share the thinking that was given to me to present to the residents tonight. In the fine system, specifically section 11 dealing with decals, I'll read the areas that we're talking about. Decals, parking in section 12, section 13 vehicle repair, section 14 feral cat, and dogs off leash. And section 16 about posting signs.
Excuse me, I think that those are the sections in the deed restrictions.
Okay.
They may match up with the refine, but in your deed restrictions, those are the sections that we have to abide by what's in the deed restriction. The fine system is not matching up to what the deed restrictions say. For example,
on parking of vehicles, this says 48 hours to cure the problem of violation. Maybe I didn't get it correctly
run with it?
Go ahead.
Okay. The deed restrictions in those sections say that you have to cure you can get a letter, and it says you have to cure that violation within 48 hours in just those sections. The fine system says that in order to enforce a fine, we have to write a letter, 30 days later, write another letter, 21 days later, write another letter. Well, if you do that, it's not in compliance in just those sections that say you have to comply within 48 hours. So the fine system can remain as it is, but we have to include those words, with the exception of sections, blah, 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 and blah, blah. And then we're in compliance with the deed restrictions.
For these sections that are listed on this.
Those sections that are listed, yeah.
Like a motion to.
We need a motion that just says that the fine restrictions will be amended to exclude sections blah, 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 that say 48 hours, because that's not the way the fine system is set up. The fine system definitely says 30. Well, that doesn't comply. So anyone.
Yes.
disobeying those violations. Well, they've got 48 hours, but we can't find them even if they don't do it, because it doesn't fall in with the fine outline. So that's it.
I just wanted to know how to word the thing.
That's what the wording is.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. I make a motion.
Okay.
That we include in the fee schedule exceptions.
Could you speak into the microphone a little bit?
I thought I was.
Okay. Yeah.
Exceptions for deed restrictions 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 16, in order to bring the fees, the fine schedule, into compliance with the deed restrictions.
All those sections?
That's what it says here.
No.
You just gave me.
No, I didn't. I didn't give you the section numbers. I don't have them.
Jack, didn't you just read section numbers from
there
here?
There are three section numbers.
I gave section 11, section 12, section 13, 14, and 16.
All right, I will amend it.
Yeah, I left mine home.
Yeah. All right, so we want 11, 12, what else while I'm amending this?
13, 14, and 16.
14?
Section 7 and 8 are in compliance, I think, with deed restriction. Because they say 30, 30, 21. It's the, these other ones aren't 30, 30, 21. Which one? 11, 12, 13, 14, and 16.
Okay. I will amend that motion to accept sections 11, 12, 14, and 16.
Well, wait a minute.
In section.
Somebody else do it.
In section 12, you just have to say 12A. Wait a minute, 12.
11, 12.
No.
Make a motion to vote or send to you by the office. It doesn't.
No, it's all of 12.
In other words, make a motion.
It's all of 12. It's all of 12 and 14. 14 and 16, right.
It's 11, 12, 14, and 16.
Yeah, well, it's correct, but the fine system will just have to be with the exceptions of. That's all you have to add to that, and that's fine.
How come I don't have any holes?
Now, are we all in understanding of the motion?
Okay, Eloise made a motion to correct the fine violation to read with the exceptions of sections 11, 12, 13, 14, and 16 as per the letter from the district. Is that correct?
That's not what I said.
To comply with the fine violation. No, the fine violation to comply with the deed restriction.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Can I make a suggestion? We seem to make everything very complicated, which is why we get screwed up in the office. We have a document that was done by Lori and done by the attorney that you have in front of you. It's very simple. Make a motion to approve the document that's in front of you in its entirety. It's done. That's it. You ain't got to go through all the sections and all that. Just make a motion to approve the document.
You mean the fine violation? The entire fine violation?
Real quick, the fine thing is correct according to the lawyer.
The lawyer went over it.
Yes, we submitted this to the attorney.
That's fine. I'll make a motion that we accept.
He was the final.
I'll make a motion that we accept the document as coming back from Lori and the attorney as being correct.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second that we adopt the prepared document that has the lawyer's approval
regarding
and presented by the office.
Regarding the fines, it would be nice to know what that means.
I put it regarding the fine system, not just a document.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No,
same subject.
Same
still
subject.
Dealing with this.
I don't think so. I don't read it that way.
Marty Peterson, 1050 Moonlight. Now, what you're saying is the deed restrictions say you got 30 days, 30 days, 30 days.
21.
Well, 20. 30, well,
21.
Okay. So what you want to do is.
No. The deed restriction doesn't say that. The fine violation document that was drawn up. No. The deed restrictions say 30, 30, 21. Right.
Right.
And when they pass
but
the fines, it didn't.
Now, what you're saying is you now want to exempt certain things from that 30, 30, 30 day, right?
Right.
So you're making
it's in the fine violation. It's different.
But you're making an exception to the deed restrictions, and if you're doing that, then you should change the deed restrictions and say accepting these things.
That's why I said it. You've got to make the exception to the fine violation, not the deed restrictions.
No, you have to change the deed restrictions.
No, you're not. No, you don't.
No, if we change the fine restrictions to follow the deed restrictions, we'll be okay. If we change the fine restriction paper so it has
but
to comply with the deed restriction paper.
Well, from what I heard, you're changing the fine restrictions to eliminate the 21, 30, and 30 days.
No, we're changing the fine restrictions so it only is in compliance under the deed restrictions. So it falls within compliance under the deed restrictions.
So if somebody parks on the lawn, you're going to give them 30-day notices three times.
Whatever the deed restriction says.
Anyway, this went in front of the attorney. The attorney went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And it's legal. That's pretty much it. It's legal. The attorney signed off on it. We worked very hard on this. And okay.
No, I don't read it that way at all. I'm sorry.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court.
No.
What happened was we passed the deed restrictions years ago. A couple years ago when the board sit here and passed the fine structure, the fine structure does not match the deed restriction. And that's caused a problem. We have to have the fine structure to match the deed restriction, and that's why they're doing this. The attorney has gone through this with Lori and tried to bring it up to date to match the deed restrictions because there were different dates and different amounts of time. Why they ever passed it that way, I have no idea. But they passed it that way. Now we got to correct it.
I am about to say this will be on next meeting's agenda.
Oh, good.
Because I have a different understanding. I read.
I do too.
Section 18.
I'm sorry, it's wrong.
Of
it's
the
not
enforcement
correct.
Of deed restrictions and rules and regulations. And in there we say 30, 30, 21.
Right.
Yeah.
And I go over here, number 7, I said 30, 30, and 21. Number 8 said 30, 30, and 21. That's why I didn't include that. Number 11 says we give them 5 calendar days.
And that's going against the deed restriction. Well, that's why I'm saying you're not changing the deed restrictions. You've got to write the fine violation with the exception of. I'll call Carl Bone myself, but I'm telling you that's not correct. No, you didn't. Baloney. It's not right. You've got to write with the exception of, because that is wrong. Table it.
Tabled it.
I'll speak with Carl myself then. It's not right.
I make a motion we table.
Are you rescinding the other?
Yeah, I did. I'm rescinding. I'm saying we are because tabling it till next meeting.
Table, fine. Okay.
Okay, you'll have a heads up on 2 items on the next agenda. Be prepared. Public comment. Now we have any issue, any topic.
Jenny Getz, 1142 Keystone Court. My voice is failing, so I hope you can hear me. I did. And I'm trying to talk into it. I have received information about the grass cutting, which I realize you all don't want to talk about anymore. But I'm getting a couple different stories. And since we have not had our grass cut for the last 3 weeks. First 2 weeks were beautiful, was wonderful. But the last 3 weeks, we have not had our grass cut. I haven't called everybody and hollered and screamed. I've been waiting to find out, what are we doing? So I'd appreciate it if you all would give us one answer. I understand that some people had said that it was going to be 40 times a year. 40 weeks, I assume, we're talking about. Then I was told that now it's some every other week maximum of 38 times a year. If it has to be cut any more than that, it will cost more money. So would you all please discuss it and let us know?
I do. I have their contract here. And it, number 1, the mowing of all turf areas throughout the property once every 7 days in the heavy growing season and every 14 days in the dormant season, a total of 38 services. They began 4 weeks ago. They've been here every week. What week are you talking about? No. But they've been here every week. I know someone said that they haven't been here in a week. That's not true.
Well, I'm U.S. lawn lane assistant. I'll deal with it.
Okay.
I'll take care of it because I'm the liaison with U.S. Lawns. So I'll come over and look at your lawn. I know where you live on Keystone, right? On the left, down on the left, right? And I'll check it out and I'll call them.
Okay. I just got a mow schedule from them and They just came up with it this week. So I think working with Joe will hold him to the most schedule. Okay. Right. Now that they've got a good feel for the park, you know, now we can say, okay, we have this most schedule. What happened? How come you weren't here, you know, such and such a date? But I know it seems like a long time, but this is a big property. This is 35 acres. And well, what we'll do, is we now have a concrete most schedule highlighted on the map. There's no excuses now. They've committed to this, and now that they've acclimated, and it's fair that now, okay, let's see. I think is that fair, Jen? All right. Well, let's try it now. And I was frustrated because I did not have a MO schedule. I could not base it on anything. But now I do, and now I can hold them accountable. And I can't say, oh, well, this, that, the. No, we have a MO schedule. So let's, you know, now we can help them be held accountable, right? Alrighty. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
Becky.
Only fair.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I just want the board to know that people are very upset with the information that's been on the Holiday Park website by a trustee saying that our rules can be broken for special occasions. I think this board member is wrong. If they would see that in by the state, he would be fined. And we have had people, trustees fined for different things in the past. There was other things that were said on that same thread, but it was very wrong. It was disrespectful, and it should be addressed. And as far as I'm concerned, board members should not be on that site. They represent everybody, not just a few.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Thank you, Becky. I have two things, and one of them is exactly what Becky said. We have a board member that's all over Facebook with all this crap. It is wrong. And now, wasn't the last meeting when we voted the lawn crew 3 weeks ago?
Right.
We only voted the lawn crew 3 weeks ago, Jenny.
Right.
And you said they ain't been around for 3 weeks. You know, we've only had them for 3 weeks. They've been here at least three times in my yard.
They started September 16th.
September 16th.
September 16th.
Almost 1 month.
Almost 1 month. So, I mean, I want to tell you something. I had somebody read almost 1 hour of Facebook crap to me the other night. There was like hundreds of comments by everybody up north and here and there and all over this park. It is absolutely disgraceful, this crap that's going on in Facebook, and it's being promoted by a couple of people, and I really would like to see it stop. It is doing nothing but hurting this park. If you have something constructive to say, come to this meeting. Do not argue with the people that are volunteering their time sitting here. Do something constructive. But all this crap on Facebook, chewing up Cherie and chewing up Jack, that's a bunch of baloney. And I'm really upset with it.
Any other comments from the audience?
Yeah.
think we're ready for trustee comments.
Do you want me to? I'll come over and look at 409 Holiday Park and you're a Keystone, right? And I'll talk to Sheree about it and I'll get the name, the person I need to talk to. I know when I did the project on these lawn services, and a lot of them, what they do, they will not weed whack around anything with any loose stones, because they got heavier duty weed whackers. They'll pick up the stone, throw it right through your window. So if there's any stones on any of your stuff that's not blocked by a barrier, they will not weed whack up. They'll stay back, you know, probably about 6 inches, so you'll have to do that yourself. That's what they all said. They all were the same, because they're not going to pay for your windows. But I will check about your mailbox. Is your mailbox plastic at the bottom? So it's steel? Wood? Well, I should be able to do that, you would think. Okay, I'll check on that. I'll view it with Sheree.
And I just want to make mention of this. The palm fronds in the green spaces and the common areas, it was agreed upon. It was Jack, myself, the manager, the owner, and Dwayne at the meeting, and they agreed that they would be picking up the palm fronds in the green spaces, not just around the rear pond. I clarified that today with U.S. Lawns. So we're all in agreement, and we all know that's what it had been decided on at the meeting upon signing the contract. So if you see him, I don't want you all getting mad at Dwayne for not cleaning up, even though he does, just because if he has time, and I do too. If I'm in the back pond and I see a bunch of palm fronds, if I can fit him on my golf cart, I'm going to do it. If I have time and if I have the space, it's no big deal. But it's not the responsibility of the park. U.S. Lawns volunteered that, as well as all of the ravines. I call them ravines. I don't call them ditches. So they agreed to that as well. So, and there again, I believe now they've got a handle on it. They've been here now for a month, and now it's time to call them out if things aren't being done right.
All right.
And I think the percentage of the complaints that we've gotten is minimal compared to how many residents we have and the acreage of the property. However, not everybody's back yet. So the real test is going to be around January. And, of course, the ultimate test is going to be in the growing season. So we'll at that point, I'm sure they'll be just fine.
Yep. I have confidence in them. They're a large company. I have confidence in U.S. Lawn to do the job correctly. I think we'll be happy once they settle in. You do, right here.
Other board comments?
I just have one comment for clarification of this. Complaints are all coming to Joanne because in order to have a complaint, we have to have a filled out form. Complaining does not count if just use your voice. You got to use your pen. You got to write it out, and they still go to Joanne, and I'm presuming Joanne, and then we'll pass them on to the lawn people.
I guess that's what we're going to have to do.
Well, if Joe is going to take care of the lawns, then I think he should get all of the U.S. lawn complaints.
Just send all the U.S. lawn to him.
Yes, and then those have to be signed. They have to be dated, and we need to know who the complaint is coming from.
In my box.
No.
You can email me.
No, they're going to all go to you from now on. Those the U.S.
Just the lawn. Regarding
just
the U.S. lawn.
No, they're
just
regarding the lawn.
Lawn.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And Joe, I've been doing with Joanne, when we get the complaints or the suggestions in the office, they come to me first. I resolve them. That's going to be very time consuming for you guys. That's my job. So what I'm doing is I'm resolving the issues, and then just to keep you guys in the loop, you will get the complaints. When I get the U.S. lawns, I'm going to email those to Josh or to Pete. And the same thing with, we have other issues that we get suggestions and complaints. I will resolve them and then pass them on to you guys so you're aware of it and follow. If you want to follow up, you can. At least you know what's going on with the residents.
I'm just wondering, since we have like three blowers down there in the shop,
if I can, because a lot of them, they didn't blow off my lawn. If I just put it, I don't care, I put a blower on my back, I know how to run them, and, and then there's your complaint, done.
I don't think
we think on that.
I don't think we should
Joe,
be solving
Joe, that's what they're getting
problem.
Paid for.
Don't do it, okay. No. I don't know, I wouldn't mind. Okay. Okay, I do have another comment. If nobody else does.
Other comments?
Oh, I was just going to add the final comment. So everybody understands, complaint forms are filled out, not Facebook. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ms. Joanne?
Now, wait a minute, Joanne. We have had this issue with Facebook for a long time. Dodie, who administers our Facebook, I am on, has tried to ask people nicely to behave on Facebook and not to pick people apart. There is now another, I understand, since I'm not with it, another Facebook section that people can complain all they want.
Right.
Try to be human and decent to each other when you're on there. Whether it's one of us, whether it's each other out there. I don't post. Occasionally I take a look if somebody posts a picture, but I just think it is mean-spirited for people to put out things on Facebook about one another that is just completely unkind and uncalled for. You have a problem with somebody? Go talk to them. The whole 700 houses in this park do not have to know that you are having a problem with somebody. Go and talk to them. That's about it.
I'll just follow up with that, too. I just think when you see on television how California is burning up and you see people in other countries being slaughtered and mutilated, you might want to think about doing something else besides counting the blades of grass around your house.
I just want to say happy Columbus Day.
Ah. Oh, there you go. Happy Columbus Day.
Joe?
Okay, I guess you might shut me off, but I had a complaint. I think we need to bring this up on the next, I know what it is. Well, Donna Madden came over and visited me, and she, as we all know, that she was, the head of the ACC board. In the two new houses that are in, one of the houses over in Holiday Park by you is on the line, which is against the rules. Okay, the other house that just came in, there's several violations there. She hasn't measured them all, but the front driveway is coming, a double driveway is coming out from the house down to the street. That's totally against the rules. The next violation there will be, there's gonna be a shed that's gonna go around the back of the house and come towards the front, like something like this, because otherwise you're gonna be, you know, have more violations. I think the ACC board is controlled by the board. They are below us. We need to get that under control. We have to stop the violations on these houses. Otherwise, they're going to come in, and they're going to be right next to your house, you know, a few feet away. You know, I don't think we want that. I think we got to get back to the rules of, you know, the way that the house has to be put in, like my house.
Order.
You know, my house was, and they were right over there every day making, measuring, making sure I was the right distance from here and there. The driveway was long, was good. The house is far enough back. They're way too close, some of them to the street, 10 feet.
I mean, I was over there, checked it out with all the drawings, all numbers fit.
Okay.
Except the driveway, maybe. I haven't got that done yet.
Okay, and with regard to ACC, they have the right to either accept or reject. But if they're rejecting something because it's against our deed restrictions and they feel that there could be an exception, they don't have the right to make that exception. They have to come before the board, and the board can make and approve that exception. Otherwise, if they're against the deed restriction, then they have to, as an ACC and being appointed and reporting to Florida, they have to say no. The only way it gets approved is coming before the board. So that's where we have to go back and have the representative to the ACC making sure that the ACC is complying. Again, there's a lot of new members on our board of trustees, maybe the ACC, and some things may be not known or whatever, but you should know it before you come on the board here or before the board of the ACC and any other board. So that's the way that has to work.
Other comments?
Okay. Those of you who wasn't at the last meeting, the numbers here, if you have, it's hurricane preparedness shelters, this is good for this year, next year, and the year after. It has, if you have special needs, if you have a dog on oxygen, if you have a computer, it gives you you can register online. If you don't have a computer, there's a phone number here where you can call and talk to somebody, okay? And I also have Brevard County Emergency Management Shelters and what they expect, okay? So if you didn't pick up your copies, I have them here. Hold on to them because they're good for this year and next year and the year after. Because I went to FEMA and you can't even get a hold of them. And thank you for coming this evening.
Waiting for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Wasn't here. She's making me a copy of the other one.